faith, spiritual values, moral issues, government, economy, education, work, responsibility. What we think about these depends on our worldview. Now, VCY America presents Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House.
Welcome. Glad you are with us today. Part three on our series for radio I've been doing as we slowly go through the Vegano video clips. Many of them I have not played on. I did not play this past Sunday night. I've not played on Lindell TV at night for my show. I've played some, but not all of them. We're about to get into some that we've not been able to play due to time, but I am taking it slow here on this broadcast, as we often can do with radio. Slow it down a little bit, go through stuff, and then take your calls, your comments, your questions. So we'll go through part three today of Pope Francis and the New World Order, part three. We're playing the clips of Archbishop Vigano, who will not even call Pope Francis Pope Francis, calls him Bergoglio, his given name, and refers to Bergoglio's church, won't even refer to it as, you know, the Church of the Vatican, because he thinks this, I think he thinks this is a false pope, without a doubt. And he has been very vocal about the vaccine, about the coronavirus, that it was planned. This is about social control. It's about a global massacre of people. I think one of the most shocking comments came on clip seven yesterday, where he says that the plan has already been studied. It's already been planned and studied, and that is a global cyber attack that will impact the economies. He said it would impact individuals. He said that it would hit people in their natural flow of their life and of their work. So it seems as though everything has been planned, from pandemics, which is a gigantic social control program. It is a depopulation plan. It fits with a Malthusian worldview, Malthusian worldview, as it's known, comes from an individual man who believed that there were limited resources and supplies in the world. And once your population got above a certain level, you're reaching a crisis point because there's not enough minerals, enough, you know, oil, enough food, all the things you need. There's not enough things that are provided within nature, within the world. They're not bountiful enough to support a population above a certain number, and therefore you need to decrease the population. This, by the way, was put out in the Kissinger report that was in 1974. This is the Kissinger report, 1974, and I'm reading some articles by some folks, and I have played some clips by some folks, including the banker, the former banker for the Vatican, which, Logan, if we have that clip, I should probably play that clip real quick. Let me know if you got that. The former banker of the Vatican notes this Malthusian worldview, and that the report by Kissinger, Henry Kissinger, for the National Security Study, which was declassified, by the way, by Ronald Reagan. This report came out December 10th, 1974. It's right here. And it was all about population control. And that didn't work. They weren't able to control the population, even though they were funding abortion all over the world. America, we, the American taxpayer, funding the murder of babies and people all over the world for a population program, didn't work. So this former head of the Vatican Bank is warning that this is the next step. The Great Reset is to fix what they did not get done in the 70s. So isn't it interesting that the former head of the Vatican Bank, the Archbishop Vigano, are all coming out and saying what this is really all about? So we're going to continue playing some of those clips today. There is other news. You'll find it at worldviewreport.com, worldviewreport.com. There's a very distressing press release I read last night from the Department of Justice related to the FBI. Logan, if you want to go to my screen, I'll show the folks this. This is linked over at worldviewreport.com. Josh Hawley, he's a U.S. Senator from Missouri, grills Deputy Attorney General over letter mobilizing the FBI to investigate threats, notice, quote, threats is in quotes, at school board meetings. And the article states that the Deputy AG continually deflected, saying the memo is just about violence. But Howley pointed out it goes further than just violence, saying it also is telling the FBI to intervene regarding what they are calling intimidation and harassment. But I think the bigger point that Howley was trying to make is that typically the FBI might be called in after a threat of violence has already happened. But in this case, the FBI is being told to be proactive before there are any threats of violence, which is why this feels so wrong, all in the name of critical race theory. And the video is there for us to watch. In fact, let's do that real quick. Let's watch this video real quick, because here's the thing. If the FBI is going to go after people for threats and intimidation, who defines threats? You know, you're hearing these moms and dads go before the school boards, and particularly you're hearing the moms go up there and read from these X-rated books that are in their kids' schools about same-sex homosexual activity between kids and in elementary school, a book called I think it's called Lawn Boy or something. And these moms around the country are reading it. We could never even play it on the air. We could never, ever, ever, ever play it on the air. I think you'd be fined by the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, would fine you if you played this on the air. But I think you'd be breaking the law. And yet, this is what we're putting in our elementary schools, our high schools, for children to read, young kids to read. And these moms are reading this, and the school boards are interrupting them and saying, you know, this is not acceptable. There are kids in the room. Yeah, that's the point, morons. The mom can't stand there and read it because there are kids in the room, but you school board members can put this trash in our schools for our kids to read. Well, these moms, the mama bear is coming out when it comes to the mask mandate, forced vaccination, the critical race theory, the perversion. You know, this whole mandate has allowed parents to see the trash their kids are learning when they're being taught at home over the computer, and they're hearing it. They're hearing the brain dead teachers, and many of them are. Many of them are dumb as a box of rocks. And if you're out there as a teacher and you're not dumb as a box of rocks, then don't take offense. But if you are a teacher, you can call in, because you will be able to tell me. I can't tell you the number of teachers that will tell me the arguments they've had in the school teacher's lounge, how many of these are just drones that have gone through school and are brainwashed, how the real teachers, the conservative teachers, I wouldn't even call them conservative, just the legitimate teachers that want to teach history and reading and writing and traditional literature, how they are harassed. You know, there's a reason the National Extortion Association, also known as the National Education Association, doesn't want to pay merit pay, because the good teachers that actually get good results with good grades, that's not the goal. The whole goal, according to John Dewey, the father of modern education, was to socialize the kid, prepare them for their place in life, not to educate them. And so many of you teachers out there that are smart and intelligent people, which is why you watch this show, you can call in and tell me firsthand how stupid most of the teachers are out there who have been brainwashed in our government school system to go in and be change agents. And so when these moms and mama bears are starting to hear over the computer the trash that their kids are being taught, well, this kind of let the genie out of the bottle, if you will. They're now showing up at school board meetings across the country, and as taxpayers and the ones responsible by God and affirmed at one time by the U.S. Supreme Court, a parental authority of the parent over the child, is now, I guess, a threat to the perverts and the Justice Department and the FBI. Well, remember, these are the same people that have turned a blind eye to child pedophilia, sex trafficking. This is the same agency that has murdered people here in the U.S., that has set people up, that has lied under oath, lied to Congress, lied to federal judges. And the FBI, as we've been telling you, along with the Justice Department, is nothing more than organized crime. It is an organized crime. It is a conspiracy to commit crime. It is organized crime. They are outside the law. They are outside the U.S. Constitution. They have no constitutional authority, period, end of sentence, done. That's it. Full stop. The Department of Justice and the FBI have zero legal authority under the Constitution any longer. They are a rogue agency. They're outside the law. They're involved in subversion. They're involved in treason. They are involved in organized crime. I could keep going, right? They have zero authority. I don't care if they wear a badge and carry a gun. So did the Nazis. So did the SS stormtroopers. This is an illegitimate government. And I've warned you, by the way, that our federal government was largely an illegitimate government, even under Republicans, haven't I? So unlike everybody else out there running around wanting to jump on that bandwagon now, I was telling you under Republicans, the federal government was an illegitimate government because it had gotten outside the bounds of the law. Now, if they want to get back inside the bounds of the law, the Constitution, the purpose of government ordained by God in our Judeo-Christian worldview in the Constitutional Republic, then fine. But what we have today is a rogue government. We are at war, a global war. Archbishop Vigano's right. We are also involved in a revolution, and the most powerful institutions in America are absolutely outside the law. And now they're going to go after parents for thought crimes, for, quote, intimidation. Who defines that? Who defines intimidation? Okay? And these are perceived threats. What? That the moms are saying they're not going to tolerate this anymore? So this is where we're at now, folks. This is where they're at. And it won't be long before they come after me. If this continues, they'll come after me. They will seek to prosecute me. They will seek to arrest me because they will claim that I'm somehow a threat to society, that I'm somehow a domestic terrorist. That day is coming. That day is coming when the FBI will at some point start going after people like me and others that are Mike Lindell. They're already laying the narrative for us being domestic terrorists. But isn't it interesting they're going to start with the moms? Well, that... Let me just let you morons in on a little secret over there at the FBI and Justice Department. You don't want to mess with the moms of America. You awaken the moms of America, and you are going to have a problem. I know that firsthand with working with the moms of America starting in the early 90s with school reform. Many of those mothers who had never been involved politically, had never been involved in any of the public policy issues, became some of the leading experts. Same thing with vaccines. Many of these mothers... They know more than the medical doctors. And I have medical doctors on tape saying these moms with no medical degree know more about the vaccines than I do as a medical doctor because they spend more time. So you let the moms loose on vaccines and research for that, and you let the moms loose on education reform, profiles of learning, as we called it in Minnesota today when I was studying this, and then school to work, Goals 2000, America 2000, No Child Left Behind, Race to the Top, Common Core, whatever you want to call it. You let the moms loose on education, on vaccines, and look what the moms of America have done. Okay? So I urge the FBI and the Justice Department, please, please, I'm begging you, go after the moms of America. Please, please go after the moms of America. Go after them, please. Because I want to watch that. I want to watch that. You awaken millions and millions and millions of mama bears in America. Please. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go after those moms and see how well that works out for the central government and the tyrants in Washington. You are going to awaken a sleeping giant of mothers who have never, ever been involved politically. But you start coming after their children and their families, and you are going to really find out what a mama bear is like. But here's the FBI. These. And by the way, have you taken a look at the latest FBI agents? I have. Some of them are degenerates. We find out some of them, I guess, are now involved in swinger orgies. I mean, I've seen the pictures in the news and the footage recently of some of them showing up at people's houses in the news, and I'm like, really? That guy looks like he ought to be sitting at an all-you-can-eat buffet somewhere. And this guy actually is an FBI agent. I'm telling you, they are scraping the bottom of the barrel. But they have to scrape the bottom of the barrel to get someone to turn on the Constitution, the laws of nature, nature's God, and turn on the American people. And now they're going to turn on moms? Well, it takes a degenerate to do that. It takes a pervert, someone whose conscience has been seared, is involved in sexual orgies. So that's your new FBI. And now they've picked the target of the American mom. Wow. When we come back, we'll get to the clips by Vigano. I'm Brandon House. It's Worldview Radio. Our website, worldviewradio.com. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back. Glad you are with us. And again, sorry about that. Television comes on before radio. So I have to sit here and wait for the music in my ear that we're back on VCY America, because we are on VCY America's 58 terrestrial radio stations, as well as on Lindell TV, frankspeech.com, and on Roku. I was going to play the video and audio clip from the U.S. Senate and Senator Hawley, but for the sake of time, I'm going to keep moving. I pretty much gave you the gist of all that. I want to keep moving here. Let's go to our next clip by Archbishop Vigano. Here is clip number 8.
Those who dissent, that is, those who do not accept this turn into Guinea pigs and seeing the world population decimated by transforming it into a mass of chronically ill, must understand that the disobedience is just as necessary as it was at the time of other dictatorship of the last century, and even more so. It is disconcerting that after having built the rhetoric of the post-World War II era on the anti-Nazism, no one seems to recognize that the same discrimination that made concentration camp possible is now arising again in a more ruthless form. One wonders whether the totalitarianism regimes of the 20th century did not constitute a preparatory experiment for what is happening today, starting with the state of Israel.
Starting with the state of Israel, meaning this is really where it started. They really began to push the green pass and the vaccination in Israel first. So he says, look, one has to wonder if the experiments of the Nazi concentration camps wasn't all about preparing us for where we're at today, starting now with the nation state of Israel. He says that we are guinea pigs, that this is what this is meant to do, is to cause people to be chronically ill. Of course, the pharmaceutical companies will make a fortune on that. Not to mention, if the American people are either murdered in huge numbers through this bioweapon of the vaccine, and then you add in chronically ill, how are you going to defend your country? America has largely been the largest standing army in the world because of our Second Amendment. So we are going to be no longer a force to be reckoned with as the American people who are armed, because our people will be dead, a huge number will be dead, and chronically ill. We won't be able to defend ourselves from the tyrannical government. We won't be able to defend ourselves from the globalist. We won't be able to defend ourselves from a foreign invasion by China or Russia or sleeper cells from Iran. And by the way, we now have 700, as Annie Cyrus told us last night on TV, we have 700 Afghanis that have gone missing, handpicked by the Taliban, many of them, to get into the airport in Kabul, handpicked to come into the airport, handpicked to go onto the plane by the Taliban. Go look that up. While Americans are left on the ground, Taliban lets in the people to the airport they want, puts the people they want on the American airplanes, and we bring them over here to America, many of them with their child brides. Now 700 of them have gone missing. Good luck with that, America. Welcome to Joe Biden's America. But we even now have reports that the Department of Defense document that we shared last week on TV and showed you the video, the screenshots of their report from the Department of Defense and others, that we have now 48,000 Americans dead. That's the Medicare whistleblower from the vaccine, but they don't count those in the VAERS government report because they got the shot and died within 14 days, and they don't consider you vaxxed until after day 14. So 48,000 dead Americans from the shot, but they don't count in the numbers. That DOD report shows that we have huge amounts of people hospitalized. Huge. In fact, one report shows we have 60% of people hospitalized are vaccinated. But we have this huge influx of people hospitalized and dying and getting sick who are vaccinated, and the government knows it. The government knows it. It's in the Department of Defense report. And one of my friends who just retired out of military intelligence sent me this afternoon before we went on the air that that document has now been pulled by the DOD. Well, a little late, we have all the screenshots. So this is to make people chronically ill. They know they're doing that. We have the DOD paper that proves they know this is going on. And Archbishop Vigano saying this is a global attempt to make people ill. He used the term earlier in his comments about global massacre. This is about executing people. He then, again, reminds us of what happened with Nazi Germany and what is leading up to today. Well, don't we have a lot of the same players involved? Go look up the Rockefellers. Were the Rockefellers involved in the concentration camps in Germany? According to multiple historians, yes. Were they involved in reportedly into so-called scientific experiments there? According to many reports, yes. Have the Rockefellers had a long history into eugenics? Yes. Have the Rockefellers had a long history into pharmaceuticals? Oh, yeah. And turning our schools from teaching nutrition and things like that to pharmaceuticals and selling pills. So are we shocked that the eugenics and the population control and the radical environmentalism that gave rise to the Nazi death camps is now here again? All you got to do is go read the book by Dr. Mark Musser. Every one of you should read it. Every one of you should have his book in your library, Nazi Ecology. If you read his book, Nazi Ecology, or if you don't want to read, then order my 8.5-hour documentary, Siege. Order my 8.5-hour documentary, Siege, and I give you the 30-minute Cliff Note version of his book. His book's about that thick. So I give you the 30-minute Cliff Note version of his book in that documentary, Siege. He's part of that 8.5 hours. And you can watch 1 hour for free and then order it at siegethemovie.com. Siege, S-I-E-G-E, siegethemovie.com. And you will understand that what Hitler was doing was a gigantic depopulation program, but particularly going after people that he believed were a blight or a poison. Largely Christians, conservative, Jews. Largely the Jews, though. The Jews were thought to be a blight because of their capitalism, many of them. I know some of them were communist. He didn't like them either because he was a socialist, a fascist. But many of them, of course, being capitalist, free market people, he didn't like them. Then their kosher diet, their bleeding out of animals. So he passed laws against the Jews right away in 1933 related to animal rights laws to go after the Jews. But they were considered a blight. They were considered subhuman. They had to clean up the soil of the blood and soil is what they were of, Germany, but not the Jews. And so it was an anti-Semitism and a discrimination, but it was largely a sacrifice to the Babylonian gods. The Jews were largely a sacrifice to the Babylonian gods. Now, if you say, well, that's a little odd, House, where do you get that? Well, then go read the book by Dr. Mark Musser, Nazi Ecology, and you will see that. And you'll see that the people that Hitler were following were people that were very prolific writers that wrote about this paganism. In fact, Hitler himself, as a young student, wrote a play about the sacrifice underneath the oak trees. And the oak trees is a very strong symbolism in the Babylonian occults. And so, interesting enough, you say, well, Babylon, occults, how does this all fit? Because as Archbishop Vigano says, a lot of this is based on pantheism. All is God. God is all. Pantheism. It's also about Freemasonry. Well, what is Freemasonry about? Last night I played on my show some of the presentation by Ron Carlson from my 2010 Ozarks conference. And what was Ron saying? Freemasonry is largely based on worship of nature. It is the Babylonian cults, the sun god. And we know this comes right out of Genesis 10 in part, where Tower of Babel, Nimrod's becoming mighty on the earth. Nimrod builds Babylon. He dies. We don't know how. Then we can pick up with Babylonian religious systems. Babylonian religious systems picks it up from there and says that Nimrod died. He goes to the sun to become the sun god. He impregnates his wife, Semiramis, who's known as the queen of Babylon. He impregnates her, kind of a supernatural impregnation, you know, Mary later, right? And he impregnates her, Nimrod, who goes to the sun to become the sun god, impregnates Semiramis, his wife, who's on earth, with a sunbeam, if you will, and she gives birth to Tammuz, who is not only their son, Tammuz is not only their son, but he is Nimrod now as her son. You see God the Father has a son who is born through supernatural virgin birth, is born, but is really God incarnate. Nimrod impregnates his wife Semiramis. Tammuz is born, but Tammuz is really Nimrod as God incarnate. You see the similarities? Now, this is hundreds of years. This Babylonian cultic religion, birthed out of Genesis 10 at Babylon, is hundreds of years before the birth of Christ. Satan is already laying down a false gospel. Satan is already laying down the mother-son cult, a false gospel in a Babylonian religious system. But as Ron Carlson described in his presentation on Freemasonry last night that we played, of which Archbishop Vigano's warning that this is largely based on the Jesuits, the Marxists, the globalists, and Freemasonry. Freemasonry is about pantheism. We know that Albert Pike, that says is the first Masonic teacher, was Buddha. And yet, here is Archbishop Vigano warning about that kind of mysticism and Freemasonry. And he warns that this is what is the foundation for what's happening today. Yeah. That's exactly right, because they worship nature. All is God, and God is all, the collective nature. We're all one. The Bible says, no, God is in heaven and ye are on earth, so let your words be few. But also we read in Romans 1 that when God gives over a nation or gives over the world, guess what happens? They worship the creation rather than the creator who's blessed forevermore. Romans chapter 1. So if you go and study what was being done by Adolf Hitler, by reading the book Nazi Ecology by Dr. Mark Musser, or you get my documentary Siege at siegethemovie.com and you watch that 30 minutes that I basically break down his book in 30 minutes in layman terms, you will see that the Holocaust was all about Babylonian sacrifice of the Jews to their occultic gods. The same ideology of Hitler is working its way out today in Agenda 21, Agenda 2030. Now, I know I've said a lot, and maybe a lot of you are like, whoa, that's just a lot to take in. Well, maybe it's time for you to do some homework. And I've just pointed you to the resources to do it, either the book by Mark Musser, Nazi Ecology, or my documentary Siege at siegethemovie.com. All right, let's see if we can get this next clip in before the next break starts. This again, Archbishop Vigano. Let me widen the screen here. All right, watch this.
I believe that it is important to open people's eyes, showing them the deception we are facing. It is a deception based on false premises, artfully created and imposed in a dogmatic way to legitimize false solutions that have already been planned and implemented. The pandemic was intended to impose a social control that under normal conditions would be rejected with disdain by the masses.
All right, I'm going to pause it right there and pick it back up. We come back. You know, also, I forgot to mention, not only does Semiramis, the queen of Babylon, have this son, Tammuz. By the way, Nimrod's in the Bible. Tammuz is mentioned in the Bible. Semiramis isn't mentioned, but she is called the Queen of Heaven. And but she gives birth to Tammuz, who's really Nimrod, her husband, as the son of God himself, God incarnate. False gospel scenario. Remember, Tammuz ends up dying, and then he's resurrected. Again, false gospel set up hundreds of years in advance. right, welcome back. Glad you are with us. Jeremiah, one of the guys was asking me during the break, Jeremiah 44:19. Jeremiah 44:19 is where we'll also find that this is talked about. Let's see, New King James. The woman also said, "And when we burned incense to the Queen of Heaven and poured out drink offerings to her, did we make cakes for her to worship her and pour out drink offerings to her without our husband's permission?" So there you have in Jeremiah chapter 44, in the Old Testament, you have the Jews making cakes to the Queen of Heaven, which would be Semiramis, the Queen of Babylon. Now, today, Queen of Heaven or the Queen of Babylon would have many names: Gaia, Mother Earth. Semiramis, of course, is what we know her as originally. You have Aphrodite, Venus. These are all names. In the Bible, we see that Nimrod, which is also Tammuz, the sun, who's really the sun god, God incarnate, again, hundreds of years before the birth of Christ, this false scenario. And even, as I said before the break, Tammuz, the sun, ends up dying. I think he's supposed to have been killed by a wild boar, and then he's resurrected, you know. Again, this is crazy, right? So it shows you the demonic nature of what's been going on in this battle, this spiritual battle, right, for thousands of years. But many of our holidays are birthed out of this Babylonian religious system. Easter is really Estar, based on Estar, or Istar. Easter is Istar, a fertility god. That's why you have bunny rabbits at Easter time. It's because it's a god of fertility, of which is a big part of Freemasonry, is about worshiping the goddess of fertility. And I won't get into all of it now. Ron Carlson did last night. But you have then, of course, the Masonic symbols like the Washington Monument and many of these that are really nothing more than the worship of the male sex organ. And then you, again, comes back to this idea of worshiping the god of fertility, which again goes back to Babylon. But throughout the scriptures, you see these characters keep popping up in different names. Now, why are they popping up under different names? Because in Genesis 10 at the Tower of Babel, when they were having this false religious system with Nimrod, God confused their language and spread them all over the place, right? So they have different names for those same entities, Semiramis, Tammuz, Nimrod, all different names. So in the Old Testament, where you see the Jews falling into worshiping this false Babylonian system, you see names like Osiris, you see name Baal, you know. So it isn't interesting that the Masons worship a god named Jeobalon. At the highest levels of Freemasonry, they finally are told that the god they're worshiping at one time is Jeobalon. The Shriners swear an oath to Allah. There is but one God, Allah. That's why the red fez and the sword of Islam and the crescent moon. But they also have the god Jeobalon, Jehovah, Osiris, and Baal. Go look up the origins of Osiris and Baal. Goes right back to the Bible, goes right back to Babylonian religions, and the children of Israel keep falling in this. And even in Jeremiah 44, the Jewish ladies, the Israeli ladies, are in rebellion again against God, making cakes to the Queen of Heaven. So this false religious system is all through the Bible, and it started in Genesis 10, and it will go all the way back to Babylon, 58 miles south of Baghdad, where it began, which is where Revelation 18 says it will all end. It will all end with this world system in Babylon based on the mother-son cult, a Babylonian religious system. And Archbishop Vigano's warning about the Masons and this very same pantheistic, occultic, satanic religious system. But don't expect your average Southern Baptist pastor to speak as much truth as Catholic Archbishop Vigano, because the Southern Baptist Convention in 1993 was overwhelmingly taken over by the Freemasons, and they sent their Freemasons there to be messengers and killed a resolution to condemn the occultism of Freemasonry and passed a resolution affirming it. And I believe that's when God handed the Southern Baptist Convention over to Satan. And now today you see the bad fruit that keeps coming from the Southern Baptist Convention, from massive molestation of children, we're told, and I think you're about to find out news about that. I have some sources behind the scenes. I think you're about to find out about all the sexual abuse scandals. You won't be able to point your finger at the Catholic Church and say, oh, look at them, because you're going to find out, I think, about some pretty messy stuff in the Protestant world. But you got, I think, got sex abuse cases. You've got critical race theory. You got Marxism, radical environmentalism, major leaders working with George Soros. You just wait. Well, when did God give over the Southern Baptist Convention? Probably, in my opinion, 1993, when they made a pact with literally Satan himself and the Freemasons, which even Archbishop Vigano of the Catholic Church recognizes, but most of our Baptist pastors, and even any pastor, period, has no clue what I'm telling you right now, which is why so many people today have found it very difficult to even attend church anymore, because they don't get anything related to what's really happening in the world. Shame on the pastors that are so busy polishing their theology and trying to sound smart than actually getting the hay down on the floor where the sheep can get to it. Standing there telling us all of this fancy theology, polishing their theology like polishing the brass on the Titanic while it sinks. And yet you can't apply a biblical worldview to everyday life, and you wonder why people are checking out. And the reason you guys don't understand, a lot of you, not all of you, but a reason a lot of you don't understand what's going on is you're lazy. You won't study. You won't be an approved workman who studies and understands what's happening, understands these philosophies and these ideas and the origins of these worldviews, like I'm explaining here, like Vigano is explaining. Where are the Protestant pastors explaining this? It takes years. It's taken me over 30 years. And it takes not golfing, not going on cruises, not doing all the things they do, running off to this convention meeting and that convention meeting, all under a guise to stay in nice hotels and eat food on the church credit card. It means staying in your office and studying for hours. And there are pastors that do it, and I'm thankful for them, but they are the minority. And this is why we have millions of Christians in America that don't have a clue. They're being deceived. But here's Vigano. Where's the Protestant leaders, I say again, saying this? Let's back up and get into his clip here. I'm going to back it all the way up. Here we go.
I believe that it is important to open people's eyes, showing them the deception we are facing. It is a deception based on false premises, artfully created and imposed in a dogmatic way to legitimize false solutions that have already been planned and implemented. The pandemic was intended to impose a social control that under normal conditions would be rejected with disdain by the masses, but which, thanks to the media terrorism and the complicity of doctors, politicians, magistrates, and law enforcement agencies, could be introduced in many nations and even in the ecclesiastical institution themselves. In Santa Marta, the resident where Bergoglio lives, one cannot eat at the cafeteria without a green pass. And in many Catholic schools and universities, the vaccines is required for all staff and students. Soon, they will ask us for the vaccine passport in order to travel, to enter public offices, to vote, and to go to church. I want to be very clear on this point. Without understanding the dimension of the problem, without understanding really the dimension of this problem, without recognizing its author and discerning its aims, we will never be able to get out of it.
Yeah. And how many pastors in America are helping their congregations understand the author of these plans, the schemes, and to resist it? You know, the Bible specifically calls us to resist the devil. Do you know that? The Bible specifically says to resist the devil. That doesn't mean we go around shouting at Satan, trying to, quote, bind Satan. What that means, resist the devil, if you look at it in the original meaning, it means to line up behind God. We resist the devil and his temptations and schemes and have protection by lining up behind God. How do you line up behind God? You agree with God. You walk in obedience, sanctification, ongoing faithfulness and obedience. And when we walk in ongoing faithfulness and obedience and we're lined up behind God, there is protection and there is providence. There's protection and there's the providential leading of God. Most pastors today, sadly, are not teaching their congregations the origins of what is happening, the authors, their schemes, and how to expose it and resist it. Because not only are we to resist it, we are to expose it. Ephesians 5:11 says that we are to expose the evil works of darkness and have nothing to do with it, but expose it. Expose it. But notice that Archbishop Vigano says this has already been planned. They offered up false solutions to get the people to go, the masses to go where they would otherwise never go. Massive social control. He calls the media terrorism. I love that. Maybe the FBI ought to be investigating the liberal media for subversion. Where is the FBI on investigating for subversion? By the way, did you notice that in the last few days, I'll find it for tonight's TV show, some of the federal government law enforcement are now saying they do not recognize Black Lives Matter as even an organization. They're not investigating these groups. We have a FBI whistleblower that we interviewed on my TV show that said the FBI did not want to know about the crimes of the FBI or Muslim Brotherhood, and the informant was told to destroy the videos. But they want to know, go penetrate patriot groups and find white supremacists. So the FBI has been completely turned inside out. They are now defending and giving away for the communists. Who is going to investigate the investigators? Who is going to resist the tyranny, subversion, treason of the FBI? Who among us has the courage and the guts to resist the FBI and their subversion, their lawlessness, their treason, and their working with enemies, both foreign and domestic? Let me say to you FBI agents out there, maybe there's one or two of you that are good. But if you were all that good, I think at this point, you would have resigned. Because you cannot be a part of evil. You would resign, you'd be spilling your guts. But some of you might as well just go ahead and have neo-Nazi tattooed on your forehead. Just do it. Just go ahead and have neo-Nazi tattooed on your forehead, some of you FBI agents. Because you are pushing a fascism that is equal to the neo-Nazism that is prevalent globally now. And by the way, everyone thinks that we're going to Marxism. Marxism is the destruction. Marxism, as I've been telling you for years, are the junkyard dog, along with the Islamists, to destroy the Western and Christianized world. Ultimately, the globalists will step in and offer up a neo-Nazism, a global fascism. And we know that from the scripture, because you will not be able to buy or sell unless you have the mark. So there will be people who are buying, there are people who are selling, and we even know that the merchants of the world, according to Revelation 18, have become extremely rich from the global system of Babylon, world headquarters of the global system. So we know there are rich people, there's interaction, there's commerce, there's merchants. So ultimately, we are going to a global Nazism, fascism, international socialism, whatever you want to call it. So I love that name, media terrorism. And he says that's going to push us to the green passport, to travel, to go to church. And he calls out law enforcement even, and doctors have gone along with this. 1-800-347-9829. 1-800-347-9829. Phone line is now open. All right, welcome back. I'm logging into my call screener. 1-800-347-9829. 1-800-347-9829. 1-800-347-9829. I got a call actually from a retired FBI agent a few months ago. I've known a long time, and he actually said, I would urge you, Brandon, and this is totally out of the blue. He said, I urge you, Brandon, to be very careful where you go to eat and don't eat at the same restaurants over and over and don't advertise you're going to go eat. Don't make reservations in advance. And I said, are you being serious or are you joking? He said, I'm dead serious. He said, I would be very careful about you being poisoned. Well, he listens and watches this show. I had another friend of mine this morning. If I said his name, you'd know him. He called and he said, we watch what you do. We love it. You're waking up a lot of people. We're hearing from people that would have never watched you. They now watch your show religiously. And the common theme among them is this guy is not going to be around for long. Well, maybe I will, maybe I won't. I don't care because I know where I'm going. So for me, that's not a big deal. But the fact that I have retired FBI telling me to be careful where you go eat, and I have other friends that are, you know, behind the scenes getting notices from their friends that this guy can't put this stuff out for very long and think to be, you know, around or healthy or not prosecuted. No, I am telling this radio audience now, if this continues, they will try to prosecute me. They will try to arrest me. They will try to destroy me as they have Roger Stone. This is only a matter of time. We are at war, as Archbishop Vigano said. We are in the middle of a Marxist revolution. But let me tell you something. It doesn't matter if we win or lose. We are to stand up and do what is right, regardless. But I'll tell you something. I was counting on a lot of the men in the South to join me. But the way most of them are henpecked here in the South and only arrested in fishing and football, I'm telling you, I don't mean to be offensive, but too many of them, I don't know what was in the water when their mamas had them. But these people are, some of these men are just a bunch of grown adolescent man child is how I describe a lot of these men in the South that I come in contact with. They're only interested in the next football game, fishing and hunting, and they're henpecked. Many of them are in financial straits. Their wives have them living above their means in houses they cannot afford. The finest cars, the finest furniture, the finest trips, so they can put it all over social media. So their shallow, self-centered, narcissistic wife can show off everything they have on social media while the poor man is in debt because he doesn't have enough hubris to stand up to his wife and put her in her place and say, I'm sorry, that's not how we're going to live. If they can't even get control of their own house, don't expect them to get control of the tyrants running this house of our country. And I'm sick and tired of the adolescent grown men that I keep running into that are nothing but overgrown third graders. So reality is I'm probably fighting a battle here that's ultimately we're going to lose because the men of America have been demasculized. But I am not going to go down going along. I refuse to go along. I just happen to be stubborn enough, maybe stupid enough, to not want to give in. I don't like bullies. I've never liked bullies. I grew up being bullied because of dyslexia and other things. I was surrounded by a family member or two that were notorious for bullying. I don't like bullies. Never have. But reality is we need more people that are willing to die. Not only because we're trying to save the country, but because ultimately to cave into these people is to cave in and bend the knee to a satanic system that we'll get to tomorrow that Vigano is warning about. But I cannot stress the seriousness of the hour we find ourselves in. Now the FBI is going to go after moms? Give me a break. 1-800-347-9829. Dave, line one. Go ahead, Dave.
Hello.
Hi, Dave. Go right ahead.
Yes, Brandon, you're right on. Really impressed with what you said today. And I just wanted to add another comment on that Semiramis. This is from my King James Version Bible. It just said that the church was not, the church was not concerned with the birth of Yeshua, or Jesus as people call him, until the 5th century. So what they did was they actually accepted the date of December 25th, which was actually Cimarosa's birthday, as the birthday of the sun god. So those people that want to, you know, celebrate the birth of Yeshua or Christ are actually celebrating the birthday of Semiramis.
Okay, let me comment on some of that. I totally get where you're going. You're absolutely right that some of these things that we do, Christmas, Valentine's Day, they have Babylonian religious symbolism behind them. Easter, absolutely. But my take on this for Christmas is this. I, as in my family, we celebrate Christmas, but I don't celebrate it, obviously, recognizing any Babylonian system. But I do believe if you want to pick a day of the year to celebrate the birth of Christ, that is a fine and perfect thing to do, to celebrate the birth of Christ. In fact, we see the celebration of the birth of Christ in the scripture story, don't we, this Christmas story. So I do know for some, they don't want to do that, and I will not criticize them. But I would also say people should not criticize those who collectively have chosen to follow that date and do that. But if they want to celebrate it on July 25th, that's, again, up to them. But if your point is that some of these holidays come out of a Babylonian system and a religious system with lots of symbolism, you're absolutely right. And I could get into Valentine's and Easter and all of them and show you that symbolism. Absolutely. Fred, line two. Fred, thanks for calling in. Go ahead, Fred.
Yes, the Saturnalia, Christmas, and Ishtar, Easter, they both came out of the ancient world, and Israel embraced them like we do in America, and that's why God judged them and sent them into the world for 2,600 years, and our judgments are coming, the sword, the famine, the pestilence, and the beast. Been that way since the garden.
Yeah, and Fred is right. This is, again, why Israel kept being judged. God kept telling them, knock it off. Quit falling in with the pagans and worshiping the pagan gods and idols, Baal, Ashtaroth, etc., or I'm going to judge you. And he does. And then they repent, and then they go back to it, and the judgment keeps getting harder and harder. And he scatters them to the wind. But then he said, my wrath is done. I'm going to show mercy on you. He gathers them together and says that he will give them a nation, and he gives them the nation of Israel. Beth, go real quick. We'll get you in. Go ahead, Beth.
Three things real quick. One, amen and hallelujah to what you said about men. I've been yapping about that for the past 3 decades. Because I've been seeing them get more Nancy boy, more and more. Secondly, you know, the thing of it is if you're stupid, then, you know, I'm glad to be stupid with you because I think we need a lot of stupid people to take over this country back.
Thank you. Thank you, Beth.
FBI, maybe they're staying there to get some intel. Eventually, they do need to leave, but maybe some are sticking on for some information.
Let's hope so. See you guys tonight. Take care.
This has been Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House. CDs are available by calling 1-800-729-9829. Or to hear an MP3 file of this or earlier programs, go to worldviewweekend.com. Views expressed may or may not be those of Worldview Weekend, BCY America, or this station. This program is a public affairs presentation of worldviewweekend.com and is heard weekdays on BCY America.